1 week after the resignation of its chairman, who's being investigated for alleged tax evasion, Tyco International has fired its general counsel. Tyco said it didn't believe the official involved, Mark Belnick, could conduct a fair investigation into the alleged misconduct at the company. The company's financial problems worsened yesterday as another rating company downgraded its debt. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Tyco's chairman, Dennis Kozlowski, resigned last Monday after the Manhattan District Attorney accused him of evading sales tax on art purchases. Since then, there have been reports that Kozlowski used a company fund to buy his Fifth Avenue apartment and may have used it for other purposes as well. Tyco itself quickly launched an investigation into the fund. Yesterday, the company said it had fired General Counsel Belnick, saying he had become a target of the investigation. It also said he had refused to cooperate with investigators and had attempted to control how the investigation was conducted. The company provided no further details. Belnick's lawyer released a statement calling the firing unfair and irrational and saying it would further destabilize the company. The statement said Belnick had become the victim of a legal turf war between officials battling for control of the company. Tyco called that statement ludicrous. As Tyco's legal problems intensify, its financial condition has become more precarious. Yesterday, the Fitch Rating Service became the latest agency to downgrade Tyco's bonds to junk status. It also lowered the ratings of its financial subsidiary, CIT. Fitch said it was concerned about Tyco's liquidity and its strategic direction. Tyco plans to launch an initial public offering of CIT this summer in an effort to raise cash and reduce its debt. But the downgrade is likely to make it harder to attract investors, and that will restrict Tyco's ability to climb out of the hole it now finds itself in. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.